Alhamdulillah. So each one got the nur of iman in our heart. And that is something we must never ever underestimate in anybody. It's there. And then this particular nur has to be now intensified and brightened. So the only way we can intensify and brighten it is with continuous obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, doing a whole lot of good deeds. The more good deeds we do, the more tilawat, nafil, fulfilling the orders and the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it intensifies the nur, like it's adding a current, you know, it's making it stronger and stronger. And what is very powerful in just pushing up the voltage of the nur is if we abstain from a sin that is very, very, you know, inviting. And at that time, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if we just abstain from it, at that time, this particular sin is pulling us on the one side, and we are pulling away from it. So our Shaykh used to say, when you pull and push, then you are creating a friction, and this creates a very strong nur in a person's heart. So we have to at all times have this fikr, that how strong is my nur, how strong is my light. Now we understand, just keep that at the back of our mind. Now we have mentioned the tafsir in the past, we're going to repeat it again, that when it is going to be the day of Qiyamah, and when the people are crossing the bridge of Sirat, there's going to be no light on that day. It's going to be an extremely dark, dark, darkest of dark nights or days, whatever it is, not a day or a night, but extremely dark. And at that time, the command will come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the people to now go and ascend onto the bridge of Sirat. Somehow they will be directed towards it. And as the people are going to that, that's the time each one will be given his nur. So whatever nur and light he had built up in this world will now be given to him. So that is the fikr we must make, that how strong will my light be to guide me through the bridge of Sirat. And there are certain actions a person does that actually it depletes and it decreases his nur. So at all times, you must make sure that when we do any sin or something, we immediately make tawbah, and then we increase our nur immediately by doing some good action. The minute we do a good action after a bad action, then you know then that darkness is gone and that light is now again restored. So that is very important to keep in mind. So Allah is going to give the believers, each one their nur, which they had stored away. Now, that is why towards the end of the surah I mentioned, يَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ نُورًا تَمْشُونَ بِهِ. Allah will give you a nur in which you are going to walk. So it could mean nur in this world, a light, that could mean, you know, guidance and hidayat, or it could refer to the nur on the day of Qiyamah. Now Allah says, you'll see the mu'mineen, they are going to be walking on the bridge of Sirat, and the nur is going to be in front of them. And it's going to be said to them, Bushraakum al-yawm, clear tidings to you, Jannatin tajri min fiha dhalika wal fawzul azim. So they'll be told, you came and you got your nur, you're going, and all announcements will be made that you're going to be entering Jannah just now. Behind them, the munafiqeen will be coming out with them. And the munafiqeen will also be given a light. But munafiq light is a fake light. I won't say made in China. But it just blows out. Sometimes you buy these little gadgets and you bring them home and they're not even working. You say, now what happened? You're changing the batteries and that. Then we know where it came from. So now, they will also be given a light. Now, when they're going with that light, suddenly that light will just blow out because it was never a real light, it was a fake light. So it's going to immediately just extinguish. Allah save us, we must have genuine iman. This is sincerity of iman. Allah must give us, that's why our sincerity and our actions are so important. Allah must save us from nifaq. It catches up with a person on this crucial time here. So now the munafiqeen will lose their light. So they'll immediately tell the believers, unzuruna, wait for us, naqabis min nurikum, so we can, you know, take some light from you. You know, pass a light here, nurikum. And it will be said to the believers, they'll say, faltamisu nura. Go back, go back and get your light. Here, we can't supply you the light. We all got the light there at the starting point, where you can say the depot of the light was. We all got it from there. Go and get it from there. And then the mu'mineen will go away, and they will enter into Jannah. And they will be in Jannah. The munafiqeen will go, and they will find no light. Now, can you imagine what the situation it is? They are walking on the bridge of Sirat. I don't know how this bridge is going to be. Allah alone knows, where people are all walking and coming back and going. They are going to be in such a state of, you know, chaos and fikr and worry, running this way and that way, going to look for light here, going the light going off, running back here, coming back here. Allah said, now when they're coming, there'll be a wall. فَضُرِبَ بَيْنَهُمْ بِسُورٍ. A wall will be put up, a barrier. لَهُ بَابٍ. And there'll be a door inside there. بَاطِنُهُ فِيهِ الرَّحْمَةِ. Behind there is going to be the rahmah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. وَظَاهِرُهُ مِنْ قِبَلِهِ الْعَذَابِ. And this side, now suddenly there's going to be Jahannam for these people. Now kafaru munafiqina would be stuck. Can't go back, no light, and it's a wall blocking them. So they'll start calling out to the people of Iman, alam nakum ma'akum, that we were with you, weren't we with you? We always were with you. So the people of Iman are already in Jannah, they're going to say, qalu bala, yes, you are with us, we don't deny, but you know the kind of worth, the munafiqs are within all the time with the believers. But inside them, they are causing a whole lot of fitna. Walakinnakum fatantum anfusakum, you used to make fitna on yourselves, and watarabbastum, used to wait for difficulties to come upon us, and you are all the time in a state of being deceived and deceiving. Now today the thing is, فَالْيَوْمَ لَا يُؤْخَذُ مِنْكُمْ فِدْيَةٌ وَلَا مِنَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا فَالْيَوْمَ لَا يُؤْخَذُ مِنْكُمْ فِدْيَةٌ, today no ransom can be taken from you, and there is going to be absolutely no kind of help. وَمَأْوَاكُمُ النَّارُ, and now Jahannam is your final resting place. So here we find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has described a very crucial moment, and that is what we should all times. That's why the person, he makes a lot of dhikr. A dhikr is a very good thing to increase our dhikr of la ilaha illallah, the dhikr of Allah, and all other good deeds that we make, even our normal salah, we are increasing and we are taking from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a light. Now there's just one other ayat, we're going to read that tomorrow inshallah. But when the mu'mineen are going to see that the munafiq's light went off, they're going to also panic. See what happened here. So that's why this ayat, this dua has been taught to us. They'll make the dua there also. Rabbana atmim lana nurana. O Allah, perfect for us our light. Now, don't let our light go off here. Please, you know, we need our light. يقولون ربنا أتمم لنا نورنا واغفر لنا and forgive us إنك على كل شيء قدير. That why there's a dua we must make always here also on the face of this earth. And at that time when the mu'mineen are going to see what's going on with the munafiqin, they're going to make that dua at that time. So we make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us at all times, you know, connected and conscious of how we increase our